Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Thank you, Edith. Hope you're alright. That was All American Rejects Gives You Hell and Strong Enough off of M Dubs. This is Scott. Hope you're good this afternoon. My voice is a little bit better. Becky's face has gone down. It's all good. Chappers has got a new favourite TV show.
Now, there are two things. I have. Because due to problems with children sleeping last night, I then couldn't sleep. So at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, I found myself watching America's Next Top Model.
Actually
on,
quite good.
On Living Plus One.
Yeah.
Because Wonder Woman was on Living, and I didn't really want to watch that.
No.
So there's very little on at that time in the morning.
I know.
They're not the best, I have to say.
Are they not?
They all look a little, what's the word, quirky.
Ropey.
Not ropey, quirky. Very strange. A lot of camp people on that programme as well.
Yeah. And not so much on the Australian version, which
really?
I've also seen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strange programme, isn't it?
What else were you going
to
say?
I need to make an apology as well. If
all right.
Because
right,
on the way into the building this afternoon, I accidentally chinned Status from Chasing Status. So could I just
How do you accidentally chin Status?
Well, because he was talking to Colin Murray, and as I walked in, he turned around to walk out, and his chin went straight into my shoulder. And I think it actually did hurt him, because he then staggered around a bit, but I was in a bit of a rush to write the half three sports bulletin. So there you go.
Well, we apologise to Status.
Apologies to Status.
Don't be starting any beefs.
I won't.
Also, Becky's just found out that something she thought was really filthy isn't at all. After years and years. What's the word?
Can you say it? Because I'm still not sure if I actually believe you.
Well, yeah, obviously I wouldn't ask you what the word was if it wasn't...
Because
we're on Radio 1 now, yeah?
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga?
Never said it in front of her mum. Because she always thought it was something rude.
What is it, though?
It's like something you get in Mexican restaurants, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Chappers is thinking that I might be right.
I'm pretty sure what that you, I've had a chimichanga.
That wouldn't surprise me.
In a Mexican restaurant.
Really?
Oh, God, please someone back me up. I'm getting worried now.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I'm getting worried that you're right, Becky.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Sally.
Where are you today, Sally?
I'm from Mildenhall.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm just ringing to say a chimmy isn't rude. It's a deep-fried burrito.
How do you know this?
I used to work in a pub.
You used to work in a pub?
Yep.
And did you serve them?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, but... right, okay.
Was it a Mexican theme pub?
Yes, it was.
All right. So it's a chimichanga, it's fine, it's like a fried burrito.
What did you think? I'm more interested in what Becky thought it was than what it actually is.
Well, when I was watching Meet the Parents once, I think he phones his mum and dad and she says, get your hands off my chimichangas, which I thought then must mean it's rude.
But his mum...
I didn't ask anyone.
The mum says it to the son in Meet the Parents?
No, to the dad.
Right.
So he calls his mum and dad and then gets really embarrassed that she's just said, get your hands off the chimichangas.
I think we're safe with this because there's loads of texts coming, hundreds of texts saying that the chimichanga is nothing but a Mexican fried burrito. Isn't that right, Sally?
100%.
Right, and if we get into trouble for this, can we just blame you?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Amazing. Okay, I love you.
Love you too, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was in a car with a mate last night because you know I haven't got a car, yeah?
Yeah.
So I was like, can I have a lift? So, I was in a car with him, and someone cut him up.
Right.
So, he starts kind of... Now, this is a very mild-mannered friend, okay?
Okay.
He starts swearing as much as you like at this person who cut him up. Mm-hmm. You... Chimichanga, and stuff like that.
Right.
Right. Pretty fruity language.
Your tone, especially if you're saying chimichanga.
And you know what? You can imagine I hate that.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay? Like I said, he's generally mild-mannered. He would never do that in the street. But so we drive off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to some lights. The lights are on red. Guess what car comes right up next to us?
Mm-hmm.
Same bloke that he's just been shouting at. Not so brave now.
No.
So he is now shouting back at us, going, wah, 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 because my mates just said to go at him. And neither of us are now making any eye contact with the bloke in the car next door at all, even though he's shouting quite a lot. And I'm like, lock the doors! Lock the doors! And he's like, should I just drive at the red light? I'm like, no, you can't, that's illegal. So he
was he shouting other Mexican dishes back at you?
No. Burrito! Do you ever get brave, though, just because you're in your car? Because I'm not being funny. My mate, if someone bumped into him in the street, he wouldn't start going, rah, rah, rah. It's just the safety of your car.
No, I've learnt my lesson on that from when I was 18 and did that as I was driving. And the bloke in front, who I had gestured at, stopped and reversed his car into mine.
Oh, right.
And then got out and tried to get into my car. But I managed to lock the door just in time and get the window up. So from that moment on, I've kind of learnt my lesson.
Did I ever
now
tell you about my
football field?
It's like being brave from a safe distance, isn't it? Mm. Did I ever tell you about my high-speed car chase?
No, you didn't.
Right. This is a while
ago. Why in my head do I imagine this isn't really going to be that fast?
Right. You remember when I lived in that hood a while back?
Right.
A bit scary. And it was, like, there were cars parked on either side of the road, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I was driving along. You know when there's cars parked either side, it's quite hard if there's a car coming in your direction.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I clipped one of the parked cars.
Right.
Okay? But only the tyre of it. Okay.
Right.
But that's some two massive blokes got out of the car that I'd clipped and went, and I'm like, sorry.
Mm.
And went down the window and they went, don't be sorry, just get out of the car. So I'm like, put my foot on the accelerator and go, but as I'm doing it, go, chimichanga. Then they pull out, start to follow me at high speed down the road.
Right, yeah.
Right? But it was dark, so I'm properly panicking now, as you can imagine. Can you imagine?
I can't believe you're having a high-speed car chase with a parked car.
It was parked. They got back in the car after they told me to get out of mine and sped after me.
Right.
At which point, I just ducked down a side road, turned my lights off, parked, and hid. Because they look scary.
Did that fool them?
Well, they didn't find me. Anyway, that's just an aside. It's 4:25 on Radio 1. I can't believe I've never told you about my high-speed car chase. That's the kind of thing I would be really proud of and mention at every opportunity.
No, it sounds like you were tough.
Well, you ran away and hid.
No, that actually was quite fast. I was trying to. I was getting away from them, yeah?
You proved that violence solves nothing.
That's right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
That was Lady Hawk and Paris is Burning on Radio 1, our multilingual edit. I know that Rob DeBank's been playing the French version, so thanks very much to
him.
Lots
of people thanking you for pointing out when it went into French, because they would have really struggled to have noticed that.
No, only because Becky was like, well, this isn't really multilingual, this is English so far.
Also, the other thing that's really coming through on the text is that your high-speed car chase you were involved in was really more of a game of hide-and-seek.
Not really, because...
Well, because you... They didn't really chase you. You just turned around the corner and turned your car lights off and hid in the car. And they couldn't find you.
There was still high speed. As far as I'm concerned, I've seen films and TV shows. If your car goes, that to me is a high-speed car chase.
All right.
All right.
But in high-speed car chases in films, you don't then see them cowering in their car round a corner for a long time. The high-speed car chases tend to go on for quite a while.
I was parked up there for a good half an hour with my lights off.
Were you?
Yeah,
with just your eyes, like, over the window.
No, I climbed over and got in the back and actually properly lay down and hid. Yeah.
You'd have had a job explaining that, wouldn't you, if the police had come round? So you appear to be lying on the back seat of a parked car on your own. What are you doing?
Julia Milton Keynes is also one of those people that gets brave just because she's in her car. Just beeped at a woman because she never thanked her when she gave her right of way. Then realised she knew her, so went, hiya, and tried to change the sign that she's making with her fingers to a friendly wave.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This wasn't in your... just to go on about the high-speed car chase, this wasn't in your independent local radio days in Manchester, was it, when you had your name up your side of your car?
No name on the side of the car. Or the name of the radio station. Or the musical notes that were on the side of the car. No, none of that.
Right.
It was... they couldn't identify it as me.
Okay.
Lots of people are saying that when Lady Hawk goes into French on Paris is Burning, it sounds like Barack Obama. No. Really not. It's Paris on Flambe. Or it is. Also, it's bilingual, not multilingual. Someone was expecting Chinese to kick in any second, and it never did. Podcast. Do you play the Google search game?
Go on, then.
Okay, go to google.com, yeah? Now, if some people are going to google.co.uk and going, oh, it's going back to the normal one. Right, if you go, in that case, on google.co.uk, there will be a little thing just underneath the search bit that says, go to google.com, and then it will take you to it, all right?
Right.
So now you're on the American Google.
Right.
Now, when you start typing in the search box, yeah, it gives you suggestions of what other people have searched for already.
Wow.
And some of it is really scary. Okay, so I'll tell you what to type in, okay?
All right.
And see what comes up.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, go to the little search bar on google.com and type in, why do I?
Why do I?
Everyone do this if you're near a computer at the moment. Yeah. Why do I? Top result with over 99 million searches, why do I love you?
Yes.
11 million, why do I sweat so much? Mm-hmm. 3 million, over 3 million, why do I fart so much?
Yeah.
And 582,000 results for why do I keep running from the truth? All I ever think about is you.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. Now, type in who do I?
Who do I?
Okay, on google.com.
Yeah.
Now look at the most popular result, the most popular search, and tell me how scary that is.
What, the 252 million one?
Yes. 252 million people have searched for...
Who do I vote for?
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't choose which one. I know. I'll ask Google. That's astonishing.
151 million, though, right at the bottom of that, have asked Google, who do I want to vote for?
Yeah.
Can Google get inside your head?
Yeah, it can make a decision for you.
And your heart.
And your heart. That's worrying, isn't it?
That's why it's so powerful.
It's really powerful. All right, now type in, I, what?
Just the other one on that, another one, 136 million people. Who do I look like?
I hadn't seen that one. It's okay, Google's got all the answers.
Who do I love? Here's another one.
Weird. Okay, type in, I would like.
Right.
I would like, nearly 2 million results for, I would like to buy a hamburger. Down the bottom a bit. I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
286,000.
Have asked that question to google.com. Okay, now type in how to. I'm not doing all of these here, obviously, but you can browse the rest at your leisure.
You are kidding me.
How to tie a tie. 52 million results.
66,600,000. How to kiss.
Yeah.
Surely you don't need to know that. 43 million people have done how to cook a turkey.
I've done that.
What, have how to cook a turkey?
Yeah. Are you one of the 43 million?
No, because if you're sat at home and you've got some sort of food thing and you think, oh, I haven't got a recipe book, you just go to Google and type how to cook a, and then insert.
Are you one of the 5.5 million who've done how to get pregnant?
No, I haven't
right,
done that.
Right, okay.
One.
Here's my favourite one, though, the most astonishing one, anyway. 303,000 people, if you type in, I am extremely, OK? Mm. I am extremely. And obviously you've got, you know, jealous, extremely happy, extremely pleased. And down the bottom there, I'm extremely terrified of Chinese people. 303,000 people. What is that about?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
OK, now it's time for this.
Oh, what's the curtis?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtis?
Chappers won yesterday, didn't he? No, Becky did.
I know, we let Becky win, didn't we?
Because, we let her win, yeah.
No, you didn't. I won fair and square.
No, you said you were ill and you wanted to...
Yeah, and then I went on to win fairly.
Well, because I let you.
All right, OK. Right, let's do the first situation.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Right, you know... That was the wrong one, really, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's a short game. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Oh, what's the curtain?
You know Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
They've had loads of hits.
Lots and lots and lots.
Do you know how many?
24?
19.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the future ones as well.
It's weird with girls, though, because you don't realise they've been around for such a long time. And, like, when you get that greatest hits thing, you're like, God, there's so many songs. You just
brilliant.
Kind of,
yeah, brilliant.
Really good as well. You could probably name most of them, Chappers. But,
quite a lot of them, yeah.
But do you think Girls Aloud can?
Yeah.
That's my question to you today. Well, this is the question I asked them originally, which didn't really make any sense.
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute.
Now, that was it was a little bit late at the Brit Awards.
Late? Mm. What, were you tired and emotionally?
Really tired, yeah.
Right.
What I meant to ask was, how
many... Had anything caused your tired and emotional state?
I was just tired, wasn't I, Becky?
I think I'd left you by that point.
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute.
There's a time when I just sort of give up on you and go off and do my own thing. I think I was trying to sneak my way into the backstage area at that point.
Anyway, how many of their own hits...
Hits of their own hits.
...do you think Girls Aloud can name out of 19? Becky can go first.
Were they more or less tired and emotional than you were?
Same.
Okay, 4.
Do they have a time limit?
1 minute.
5.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are Girls Aloud, but how many hits of their own hits can they find out in 1 minute?
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute. Go.
Okay. Sound of the Underground, No Good Advice.
Life Got Cold.
Jump.
The Show.
The Show.
Love Machine.
Stand by you.
Wake me up.
Biology.
See the day.
No, but Long Hot Summer.
No.
From biology.
That was it from biology, and then
no,
what?
It wasn't.
It's 19
was,
for God's sake!
Got something kind of ooh, sexy no.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of history.
Hello.
I forgot.
Hello.
Promise, obviously.
Loving kind. We've
missed something.
Loving kind. Is that 20?
I think we're alone now. We've missed.
Oh yeah.
We've got love.
I think we're alone now. Do you remember
that?
That's about time we won. Thank you.
Did you take your organ with you?
Yeah.
I think you asked that question and then just stood back playing.
Playing the organ. Swaying along.
I liked that they tried to blank out this one from their memories.
Think we're alone now. We've missed.
Oh, yeah.
We've got loads.
Think we're alone now. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that one?
That wasn't one of their best.
I tried to blank that one out, said Nicola. They also forgot Call the Shots,
right,
which I liked, and Speak French.
Did they forget to speak French and all that?
Yeah. So, 17
good
out of 19.
Them.
Fair play to them. Do you think they had a little drink?
Not a whole lot of history.
I forgot.
What's that?
Not as much as you, Dad.
Why did you say that?
Did you just say not as much as you, Dad?
You'd had.
He started calling him Dad because he was so old. Sorry,
Becky. I don't think Becky's going to win today, do you?
Chappers gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Seriously.
That was
low.
Yeah, it was. I don't think you should stand for that.
You know Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
We, like, really like her.
Really like her.
She was in today with Joe Wiley in the, like, live lounge. You notice that she, like, says like quite a lot, like.
Does she?
Yeah. How many times today did, like, Kelly Clarkson say like with Joe Wiley? Chappers, you can go first.
Thanks. I'm going to say 21.
21. Beck Claw?
17.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's totally Kelly Clarkson-like.
I've never done an interview like this.
I mean, I know, like,
yeah, I know, like, maybe, like,
that's me, like,
I like Nanette Lepore's jackets. I like, yeah, I like, I just tell her, like, things I like, but she's like, but we're kind of like Jay-Z. That's like, he has to be like, oh, I'd totally be like,
but I mean,
like, same dreams.
But I'm like that age where I'm like, not cool anymore.
I was like, they had to, like, is that like, I know, you like, I'm like, but they're like all married. I like videos and stuff like that, and I might be able to do like something like that, like a music kind of thing.
Intimate.
I like both of them. I mean, I like the intimacy of like theaters. I like, it's almost like, but it's like, you know, like, but like, it's like a little over a year maybe or something like that. We started working together and wrote like, I think like four made it. This is like one of the fun ones on tour. I mean, it's like they come alive like in the audience. So. See, that's like the fans I like to win over. The ones that are like, what?
Today.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to be held accountable for that. I love that.
He's
like,
got buckets
everybody
of that.
Was, and I feel like we dated.
Was Jo just saying random words during that interview? She, at one point, she just went intimate,
yeah.
and then went, "Yeah, he's got buckets like that."
No, what we did was we put all the likes together.
Oh, right.
So that wasn't how the interview actually originally sounded.
He's got buckets like that, then. Who was she referring to there?
I lost count, to be fair, but it was at least 60. So Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
One more. You know football?
I do know football, yeah.
It's the Champions League tonight.
It certainly is.
I'll be watching, will you?
Most definitely. Which game will you be watching?
Oh, I can't decide yet.
Right. But out of the four that are on, which do you reckon you'd...
Like I said, I'll think about it
all
in
right,
seven.
Okay,
I've got a
right.
show on and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. Four big games.
Do you know what confuses me, though?
Which game to watch?
No, offside.
Right.
Can you explain that to me?
What, the offside rule? Yeah?
Go on.
Basically, there need to be two members of the defending team between the final attacking player and the goal when the ball is played.
Okay, good. Thanks for that. Here's my question to you now. We went onto the streets of Britain. That's the special street near Radio 1. And we asked 15 people to explain the offside rule. How many
15?
People? 15. How many people out of those 15 would be able to explain it?
Oh, my God.
Chappers.
Four. And I'm being slightly generous.
Becky?
I was going to say five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the people on Stupid Street explaining the offside rule.
Can you explain the offside rule to me?
In football, yeah, definitely. I played for many years. It's when, I don't know how to explain it in English.
In football, can you please explain the offside rule to me?
Oh, it's something...
Oh, is it? Someone from the other team being on the wrong side.
It's when a striker is between... gets past the ball...
okay, well, it's when you go past one of the men that you're not supposed to go past when he's on the line.
Right, right. I think it's about being in front of the ball, or the person with the ball. Oh, that might be rugby.
Can you please explain to me the offside rule in football?
Yeah, I could do that. All right, the offside rule is... Now, obviously, if a ball is played by your teammate and you're in front of the defenders... Then that mean no.
I would assume it's something to do with the ball being off the pitch. It's offside, but that's it.
I know it's not that.
So they like chuck it in, or
no? It's when like a team has a ball,
the offside,
and then someone else from their team
they're
is
on the wrong bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Someone from their team is in front of them.
Can you please explain the offside rule to me?
Well, it's when the.
Is it about being in front of the ball?
There must be one player between the before the striker goes behind the sorry.
Oh, it's when the ball is like when someone's at the other side, and then if the same person in your team is like opposite someone in the other team and they cross it over to you, but someone's in between, and then that's the offside, and then you can't cross it over like that.
Say it with confidence.
There must be a defender. Sorry, the striker must not be.
Can you please explain the offside rule?
It's something like they pass it from... Because there's sections in the football pitch and they pass it over
they skip one to like where the goal area is or something like that.
I thought it was just when the striker passes it through the two defenders.
No.
Isn't it? When there's over the side.
But sometimes the offside rule isn't the offside rule.
What? She's probably got a valid point.
But sometimes the offside rule isn't the offside rule.
Has she not?
No.
Can you please explain to me the offside rule in football?
Yeah, I could do that. All right, the offside rule is... Now, obviously, if a ball is played by your teammate...
That's my favourite one.
...and you're in front of the defenders, then that means... No.
I don't... Was there any? None.
A big fat zero.
To all the people on the text having a go at the moment, you forgot the goalkeeper in the defensive side. I didn't say two defenders, I said two members of the defending team.
Okay. Chappers victorious today on Oh, What's Occurring? Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Becky's least favourite part of the week. It's time for the honesty game. Right, it's simple. You just tell me what you want to ask and we have to answer it. Honestly, there's no getting out of this. You can ask any member of the team that you want. Send a text to 81199.
Becky normally has the best stories, though, doesn't she?
She does have good stories. Yeah. Why do you fear this so much?
I don't know. It just makes me a little bit nervous.
Okay. Right then, let's get on with it. First person on the honesty game tonight, John.
Yeah.
Welcome to the honesty game.
Yeah.
What's your question, please?
Hi, Becky. Would you ever leave your Greek boyfriend for a celebrity?
Okay. Would you ever leave your Greek boyfriend for a celebrity? Thank you, John.
No.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? No, I wouldn't.
Not even Alex James off Blur?
No.
Caleb?
No.
You wouldn't leave your boyfriend?
No, because... No.
Okay, why?
Because as much as I like thinking that I want to be in the Kings of Leon, I just think
I thought you wanted to go out with Caleb, not be in the Kings of Leon. Am I getting this wrong?
Well,
Rupert Penry-Jones.
No.
Oh, this is different.
No.
Okay, go on.
I still wouldn't leave my boyfriend for Rupert Penry-Jones.
What would you do? Just dabble then?
Yeah, just have a bit on the side, is it?
No, because Rupert's with the lovely Dervla off of Ballycus Angel.
You're just trying to not start a beef with Dervla off Ballycus Angel.
But if she said to him, it's all right for one dabble.
If he was single and I was single, then obviously things would happen.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question. Would you leave your boyfriend for Rupert Penry-Jones? And you're kind of going down the route that you might do.
No.
Okay. Just wanted to check, that's all. We're just exploring all the options.
Oh, she rolled her sleeves up then in her right huff at the end of that.
Is that Amy?
Hello.
Amy, you in Birmingham?
I am indeed, yes.
What's your question on the honesty game?
My question for you is, when was the last time somebody saw you naked?
Who's it to, this question?
That's for Scott.
What about you? When was yours?
About 2 weeks ago.
Right, what happened?
We split up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, I kind of put my foot in there a bit. Sorry,
didn't
Amy.
Didn't split up because she was naked, did
they? Don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, last time somebody saw me naked, actually, it was earlier today.
Right.
During Newsbeat. No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
When was it then?
It was earlier today.
Right.
It was at the offices of Comic Relief in London.
It was at the offices of Comic Relief?
No, you're not doing, who was that guy that streaked round Eros in London? That famous Scottish comedian with a beard. Billy Connolly did that for Comic Relief 1 year, got naked and ran around London. You didn't do that, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't do that. Where
tell me, seriously, you didn't even do that in the offices?
No.
Where were you trying to put the red nose?
Oh.
Why were you...
Right,
it's not meant to go there, you know.
I hope you got good money for the children.
It's not what it sounds like.
Why were you naked in the Comic Relief offices?
Because...
Did they need a laugh?
No, because they're working very hard at the moment, and I went to record some little things that were going to go online on YouTube, and also...
You went to record your little things for the people at Comic Relief?
And it's going to go on telly and stuff as well. And I had to get changed.
Well, after 9 o'clock, I hope.
I had to go and get changed. And I went into one of the offices next door that was empty, okay, and to put my I'm not allowed to say what it was, but I had to put a costume on.
Why did you not go to the toilet to do this?
Because you went into somebody's office to expose yourself.
Because the... I know. I love the thrill of it, Becky.
Thank you for working hard. I'm going to come into your office and get naked.
Yeah. No. The person...
I wonder what you did in your call centre appearances.
The nice person from Comet Relief... Let me explain, please. Could I... I'm talking. Mm. The nice person from Comet Relief said, oh, just nip in there. There's no one in there at the moment. So I did, but then someone walked in and saw most things.
Are these the Comet Relief officers that are down towards, in South London, next door to the MI5?
Yes, building? MI6.
MI6 building, yeah.
Yes, so they probably got a butcher's as well.
Well, yeah, but they have cameras everywhere for security.
It's right opposite that building.
Yeah. So MI6 will probably have you...
waving it about.
...film of you tackle out...
I didn't think about that.
And if they don't, I know that Comma Relief have CCTV in each office.
No, they
it's
don't.
Like we did
they
do. When we did those spray tans and assured everyone we'd positioned the booth away from everything and then accidentally pressed a button which said Live Lounge 1 and we saw everyone naked.
They wouldn't do that at Comma Relief. That's only the kind of weird thing they would do at Radio 1 because none of you can be trusted.
Anyway. MI6 now have footage of you trying to put a red nose where it shouldn't go.
It wasn't like that, but anyway... Back to the question, Amy. That was the last time that someone saw me naked earlier today.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. This is Scott Munn. It's 6:20. Honestly, game's on. We're loving it. Got a question. We'll run this to about 6:30, I think. 8:00, 9:00. Where are you, Matthew?
I'm in Orkney.
Orkney, lovely. What's your question?
How many pairs of shoes do you each own?
How many pairs of shoes do we each own? Chappers.
Do I count football boots in this?
That's shoes, yeah. That's shoes, isn't it?
All right, I've got a pair of smart shoes, two pairs of trainers, AstroTurf trainers, and a pair of football boots. What's that, 5, 6?
Okay. You've got proper shoes, haven't you?
Yeah, posh shoes.
Oh, posh shoes.
Two okay. pairs of trainers, pair of football boots, AstroTurf trainers. 5, in fact.
I think I've got 2 pairs of trainers, running shoes, and a pair of smart shoes.
I forgot my running shoes. 6. Sorry.
And flip-flop. 5 pairs. That's right. It, which for a girl, I think
that's
is
amazing
quite
for a girl.
Extreme.
That is.
I'm
the kind of girl in this
you
question.
You have hundreds of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, but they're not all mine. Some of them are my flatmates. The more wacky ones are my flatmates. He calls them vintage trainers.
But you have them, like, piled up in your hall.
There is quite a lot, yeah. I think need to have a little bit of a clear out of those at some point. I must get around to that. I would say probably 30 pairs of trainers.
No, it's more than that. Like the distance from when you open your front door to the stairs...
is shoes.
It covers virtually the whole of the West Wing.
And you've stacked them up like 2 or 3 high in places.
How many would you say then? I've never counted them.
It's about a...
It's not 100,
but there's
Becky.
About 200 or 300 pairs of shoes in that bit, aren't there? So 100 must be yours.
I've got quite a few, yeah. I like shoes, but not as much as I like sunglasses. I'm wearing bowling shoes.
How many pairs of sunglasses have you got?
Quite a lot.
Have you?
I don't know, yeah, quite a lot. I'm a little bit obsessed with them. You know, like girls get with shoes, I get like with sunglasses.
Well, and you do with shoes.
Well, they're not all mine. Okay, and I do with shoes also. But yeah, I definitely have the most, I think, out of that. I'll count them tonight if you want. And
yeah,
please. I'll come back with the answer tomorrow. Tez?
Yeah?
What's your question?
Question is to Chappers. I was just wondering if he's ever... gone into a lift and took his trousers down quickly before he got to the next level and then put them back up just before anyone like got into the lift.
Have you done this?
I might have done actually when I was a bit younger.
We've all done it.
Have you?
Of course I haven't.
I reckon you have, Scott.
Just you then?
I reckon it's you as well.
No, I don't think it is though, is it, Tez? We'll see, won't we? Wait, what's the answer?
No.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on? Why?
So you're on the ground floor. Bing. Lift door close. You think, Ree! Before it gets to level one. We've all done
it. I might be really stupid, but why would you want to do that?
That's what I don't get.
It's
honestly
the danger, Becky. It's the thrill again, you see. I love it. One minute I'm getting naked in the Comet Relief offices. The next minute I'm mooning in a lift just because I can, because no one can see me. It's like a timing thing.
Are you okay? It's just scaring me a little bit. Okay. It's nothing compared to exciting your life is, but I do sit down in lifts quite a lot.
You sit down
in
lifts?
Have you done that?
What?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like a whole new lift experience. next time you're in a lift, just sit down.
Why do you do that? Why?
Is it just, it's like you're on a theme park ride, but for free.
Okay.
You don't want to be sitting down in a lift the same time as he takes off his trousers between floors, because you'd be at such the wrong level. Yeah,
that wouldn't be pleasant for you. Right, we'll do a little quick fire round in a minute. 8 double 1 double 9. This is
Can
new.
I just say I've never done anything in a lift?
Right.
Right?
This is... Oh, I have. This is Jack Penarte.
No!
This
what?
Is Jack Penarte. No. Nothing I can't, no, I can't say. Nothing. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, a couple of quick fire ones. Have you ever farted in a crowded lift?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, actually.
No.
No. Becky, when was the last time you changed your bed sheets? Joel from Dorset, working in Derby.
About 4 days ago.
Okay.
Once a week.
All right. Chappers.
What about you? What about your silk sheets?
Yeah, I just changed them, actually.
Did you really, though?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
I don't... Really?
Yeah, really.
I changed... Sunday night.
Did you change them, Chappers, or...?
Yes, I changed them. I'm perfectly capable of stripping a bed, washing the sheets and putting some fresh ones on, though it does take me about an hour and a half to sort the duvet out.
Okay. If you had to be trapped on an island with anyone from Radio 1, who would you choose?
Can somebody else answer that first, whilst I have a think?
Coxie, I think.
Sarah Cox? Mm.
She'd probably eat me, but, you know. She's so obsessed with food.
Cappuccino, double park, Becky. Chappers? Still can't think of anybody, can you?
No, but I mean, I would.
You're supposed to say Dave, your comedy partner.
I would quite like to spend it with Coxie, actually. I agree with you.
This is the default answer now. I'm going to say the one that doesn't speak.
How boring would that be?
She does have
a point.
I
just wanted to say it. What are you saying?
I'm saying you're not going to get much conversation out of him, are you?
You'd just be permanently playing charades.
Just wanted to say that because I'm looking him straight in the eye now and it looks a little bit kind of awkward.
Podcast. Before that record, Becky and Scott were both talking about being in lifts. Becky has sat down in a lift before and said that it's great. Scott has taken his trousers off in a lift before whilst going between floors. So to try out one of those recommendations is Scott Mills now. Where are you?
I just wanted to try. Can you like hurry up because there's people waiting to use the lift. I'm like stood in the lift now.
At Radio 1?
Yeah, where should I go?
Well, get into the lift.
Oh, yeah, I'm in it.
Sit. What floor are you on?
I'm on the ground floor.
Right, well, sit down and go all the way up to the fourth floor.
Okay. Here we go. Right, I've sat down.
Right.
Do you love it?
Amazing!
I told you it was good.
What?
I'm going to do this every time now. Hang on, we'll stop. Oh, you can hear me now. I can hear myself.
Is somebody getting in?
Yeah, hi.
Tell them to sit down as well.
Sit down, it's brilliant. No, I don't want it.
Who's got in with you?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Your trousers are still on, aren't they?
Hang on, I've come back to the ground floor. Yeah, I might. Do you want me to do that as well?
No, keep your trousers on.
Okay, I'll just sit down. Here we go. I'm going to do this all the time now, it's amazing.
Right. Where are you? Have you gone up now?
Oh, God, it keeps stopping at every floor. Stop touching the button, whatever it is. Right, four. I want to go to four. Right, go.
You know the first time you did it?
Yeah.
Did you actually just stay on the ground floor and not move and the doors open again and then somebody got
in? I'm going all the way up now.
Right.
I'm fourth floor.
It feels better on the way down.
Okay, right, I'll try that now. Here we go. Going back down to the ground. Yeah, I'm definitely doing this all the time now.
Brilliant, you're really selling it as well, I think.
No, it's really good.
Are you on your own?
I'm on my own now, yeah. They decided to get out after one stop.
Right.
Hang on. Okay, keep stopping.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know Nicky Hilton? Off of Paris Hilton.
Right.
In Los Angeles the other day, she's performed a citizen's arrest.
She's performed a citizen's arrest?
Yeah. Somebody shoved her in the back as she left a pancake restaurant. So she was like, right, I'm arresting you. And apparently, yeah, she just said, I'm placing you under citizen's arrest. Now, how does that work, please?
Well, I think
do they
exactly
have to have broken
that.
The law?
Well,
normally, if you arrest somebody,
otherwise you could probably
yeah.
be done for wrongful arrest.
But, like, who's going to actually take any notice if someone comes up to you and goes, all right, OK, I'm going to arrest you. Right, OK, imagine Becky
well,
hit me.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Hit me in the face.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Hit me in the face.
No,
ow! Right.
She actually missed.
Ah.
Do you want me to hit you in the face?
No, it's fine. Right, OK, I'm putting your hands around
so what are you going to do, just hold my hand and make me sit on your knee?
Yeah, no.
That's what you're doing.
OK. Right, you're under citizen's... I'm placing you under citizen's arrest. What,
right.
What do you do next?
Well,
I you just go get lost and walk off, don't you?
Her right What's hand the point? Could have hit you again and she could have just walked off because you only held one hand.
I'd quite like one of us to try this at some point.
What, hitting you in the face? I'm more than happy to give it a go.
I just don't know who's going to take any notice.
Well, obviously,
if it was the police, I'd go willingly, obviously.
You know, I know what's occurring when you go out on the streets. Why don't tomorrow you can do citizens arrest 10 people or whatever the word is and see how many actually...
Go down Stupid Street.
Yeah.
Me?
How many? Yeah.
I was thinking you could maybe do it.
No.
Well, I'm not allowed to do it because I'm playing the competition. It's
oh, yeah.
You.
That's a brilliant one, Becky.
Really just put my foot in it big time there, haven't I?
So tomorrow you're going to go out and try and citizen arrest 10 people.
But here's my question to you. How many people tell me to get lost and punch me in the face?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.